We're 107.7 The Lake. I'm Tina Peel, and in the studio with me are the Femmes. Well, some of the Femmes, anyway. Bob Weider, John Walters, and Louis Mang, and Bud Redding, who is a longtime DJ at the Continental. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
So tomorrow is the big tribute to Mark Freeland, the show happening at the Town Ballroom.
Yes.
And I was thinking before you came in, like, we're going to talk about Mark. And the thing about talking about Mark, there's so much to say about Mark.
We could tell stories for days and days and days. And probably most of them we couldn't tell on the radio.
And I was saying that, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say that I was friends with Mark. I wasn't close with Mark. I certainly met him over the years and various, you know, in college radio and various things. And we interviewed him on our local music show. But he was just such a force, just such a great energy, a great musician and artist. And the tribute will be to him tomorrow night at the Town Ballroom.
Yeah, we're doing a big show, a multimedia event. We've got about 14 bands playing. All of Mark's artwork will be on display. And we're starting out the night with a drum thing called OOO with the Femmes Lou Mang playing. We've got Party Squad. We've got Handsome Jack, which is a new band. And we've tried to mix up the bands. So we have bands from the 80s. We've got bands from the 90s. We got some current new guys, some younger kids playing. And I think Mark would be happy with the lineup because it's very eclectic. There's a little bit of everything. There's something for everybody.
Now, the show is not only a tribute but a benefit. There's going to be money raised. And what's that going to go to?
The money is going to go to help to preserve all of Mark's artwork. He's got quite a log of artwork that he's done throughout the years, probably thousands and thousands of pieces. So we're going to use the money to help preserve it all so it stays in good shape and future generations can enjoy it.
Now, are you thinking that this might be like an annual event or anything like
this? There's talk of that and maybe being in setting up a fund for him at a later date, and there probably will be like a tribute type thing and a fundraiser towards that.
But for now... Tomorrow.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of work.
Sure it was a part-time job for the last couple months.
Yeah, I'll bet. So it's at the Town Ballroom. Doors open at 7, and where can people get tickets?
You can get tickets online at tickets.com. You can go to any Tops store. All Tops, and also New World Records, and Simon Salon, and Terrapin Station.
And if you buy them ahead of time, you save $5.
Yes, they're only $10.
We'll buy them today.
All right, well, the Femmes are here, and what do you guys want to play for us?
We're going to play a song called Hit the Van Wick.
Hit the Van Wick. Okay, it's the Femmes live in the studio on 107.7 The Lake.
I was driving down a road in Queens. I was walking down a road in Queens. I was... standing on a road in Queens, I was lost. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know where I'd been. So I looked to my left and I looked to my right. And when I looked to my left, I saw quite a sight. It was a sight for sore eyes. You see, it was this car. Yeah, but this weren't no ordinary car, you see. This car had a little plastic thing on it. And that plastic thing read, taxi. Well, I knew that all the world's knowledge was condensed into the brain of the average cab driver. So I boldly walked up to this car. And I tapped on his window. A kind soul, he rolled down that window and he said, "Can I help ya, sonny?" Well, I relayed my problem to this man and he looked up at me and he said, "Come with me, young man, and I will show you where you've been. Come with me, young man, and I will show you where you are. Come with me, young man, and I will show you where you're going." I went with him. kind of like dozed off, you know, that kind of sleepy feeling you get when it's a warm day and you're riding on a long journey in a car and just kind of nodding along. Then, and suddenly that cab driver slammed on his brakes. This jolted me out of my stupor, and I looked around and all I could see was this vast road stretching out in all directions, and I said, hey, where are we? He said, this is the Van Wyck Expressway. Sonny! This cab driver, his whole manner changed. His eyes bulged out, his face turned red, and he looked at me and he said, get out! I said, what? He said, get out! Choice of being his car, but as I walked away, I heard the man say, kneel down, young man, raise your hands high into the sky, take the life force of every calorie you have ever consumed, pray to your God if you got one, and hit the Van Wyck.
While the femmes play Unplugged in the background, you guys want to keep on? Wow.
And we got to
That's
see
like
it.
Unplugged Femmes, an exclusive on 107.7 The Lake there in the studio to talk about and promote the big Mark Freeland tribute show that's happening tomorrow night at the Town Ballroom. And so I noticed that the Jumpers have been added to the bill.
Yeah, we have a bunch of bands that reformed specifically for the show.
That's
which
really cool.
That was one of the coolest things.
They're coming out of the woodwork just to come out so that they can do this, and everybody wants to pay their respects. A lot of people, you know, this came sudden to everybody, and so we got people coming in from California, all New York, all over. Bob came in from
Bob.
He just got in here late last night, and everybody's pulling together. All the businesses, everyone's trying to do as much as they can. Everybody wants to be a part of it. In fact, some bands had to be, turned down. We didn't have time for them.
Yeah.
It's just been a...
Well, you got a lot. I mean, how many bands are this? Looks like about 20.
Yeah. There might be more.
We've lost count.
We still have more surprises.
There's provisions in there. There's a lot of other bands. Jamie Moser, there's a lot of people and individual artists also that are going to show up that night, and we're going to try and make a provision for them to play as
right,
well.
And people just kind of jumping up on stage and joining in with people.
An all-star rock star jam.
If you want me to do my Yoko tribute, you just let me know, and
right.
I'll hop up there and
do
a little... What? With,
we got the band The Veil and Paper Faces, The Jumpers and The Enemies, I believe, and Industry of Life Divine all got back together just for this show, just to pay tribute to Mark. So I thought that was a really big thing, I thought.
Well, did you hear, I told my Mark Freeland Yoko story when I did the tribute to him on the Lake Local Music Show, but I don't know if you heard it, Bob.
No,
The first time I met Mark, I was at BNY, the college station, and there was this brilliant idea that Mark should come in and be on all day long with whoever was on the air. And I was on at 6 in the morning. So Mark came in, and I was a little nervous. I didn't know this guy and, rock and roll thing. So he comes in, and we got to talking and found out that we both like Yoko Ono and Ricky Nelson.
He had wide interest.
So that was our little bonding. Like Yoko, yeah. Well, that is a wide interest to Yoko Ono and Ricky Nelson is, there probably aren't many people who fall under that category. But actually, my first memory of you, Bob, was at a BNY. You guys played for some BNY thing, like first anniversary party or something. I remember, and the Femmes played, Were you guys all in the Femmes at that time?
Yeah, 20, yeah. I've been there from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
I may have been drinking that.
But I just remember you, Bob, because you were wearing a Boris Badenoff t-shirt.
Yeah.
Are you going to dig that out of the mothballs for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I got a different one.
Okay, good.
It has to do with corn.
Okay. I'm Tina Peel, and I'm in the studio with the Femmes, three of the Femmes, doing a very rare unplugged performance. And Bud Redding, who was the DJ for a long time at the Continental, talking about the Big Mark Freeland tribute show, which is happening tomorrow night at the Town Ballroom on Main Street. Tickets are still available, but they're going fast.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I just got a call today, and people are selling out. And so get your tickets quick.
Okay. $10 ahead of time, 15 day of the show. You can get them at the door if they're still available. Tickets.com. Do you guys want to do more of a song, or should we just play Mark?
Yeah. Why don't you play some more of Mark? Yeah,
no, if I could, just want to thank a couple people.
Okay, go ahead.
We kind of put this thing together by committee, and somehow we ended up not killing each other while we were working on
that's
it.
That's so nice.
I want to thank a few people, especially Kent Weber and John Simon, Jamie Moses, all the people at Art Voice. Special thanks to Artie Kwitchoff and everyone at the Town Ballroom. Mm-hmm. They've really come up big for us. Carla, of course, the guys in the Femmes, John, Lou, and Bob. We want to thank 107.7 The Lake, especially our host, Tina Peel. It was very nice.
You're
helped us out a lot. And
my pleasure.
I want to thank Mighty Taco, helped us out, and Pizza Plant, all the bands, all the crew, Chris Croshaw and Bill Azula, who are running the backstage end of things, Don Keller, who did the poster for us, and the outpouring of help from all the local crew guys has been amazing. We have like the best selection of roadies I've ever seen, and so get everyone on and off in time. So I just wanted to say thanks to everyone out there, and hope everyone comes out tomorrow night. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, well, I'll be there, and it's my pleasure to help out. This is great.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to do another?
Yeah, we were going to finish up that song, but we decided you do it now. We're going to change your minds.
You're going to change your minds?
Okay, we'll do a short.
We do that. We've done that actually in the middle of a song. But
okay.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do now.
Okay.
Another unplugged. What are you going to do now?
Violation.
Okay. It's the Femmes live in the studio. The what?
The parking meter song.
Okay. It's the Femmes live in the studio on 107.7 The Lake.
Shit.
The Femmes live in the studio on 107.7 The Lake, unplugged.
More or less.
As unplugged as you can possibly, well. Anyway, I'm Tina Peel, and the Femmes are in the studio with me along with Bud, and we're talking about the tribute to Mark Freeling, which happens at the Town Ballroom tomorrow. Now, are these bands that are going to be performing, are they going to be doing some Mark Freeling songs,
yeah,
or is it going to be like kind of a variety?
Just about all the bands are going to be doing a Mark song. We left it up to them. We didn't want to impose any rules because Mark wasn't a real rule guy.
A couple of bands that just didn't have the time, you know, yeah. They have not playing for 15 years, just to learn their stuff, let alone... to try and pick up with something.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of Mark songs played.
Cool.
I know a few of them, so I know the Paper Faces are doing Go, Go, Go.
Oh, cool.
I know I'm doing, with my band Shock and Awe, we're doing Cowboys of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Vail is doing Potatoes and Corn.
Vegetarian song. Uh-huh.
So, if I could, I'm going to run through the list of bands one last
time.
So we don't miss anybody.
Nope.
We're starting off the night with O-O-O, followed by Party Squad, then Handsome Jack, Anal Pudding. I think we can say that on the radio.
You just did.
Sorry, Tina. The Painkillers, Vail, Shock and Awe, The Paper Faces, Among Us, which is Robbie Goo's side project. Robbie will be in the house. And then Industry of Life Divine, David Kane doing some electronic songs. And then The Jumpers, The Enemies, and The Femmes. What a way to close the night.
Yeah, cool. Is Rhubarb playing?
Rhubarb has canceled.
Rhubarb has canceled. Okay. There will be no Rhubarb. There will be
no
potatoes
rhubarb.
And corn, but no rhubarb.
They don't know what they're missing.
Well, that'll be perfect for me to do my Yoko tribute. There you go.
And yeah. We knew we'd work you in somehow. We'll save you 5 minutes.
All right. Well, let's just reiterate what's going on. Then we're going to play a Mark Freeland song to finish up. So the Town Ballroom tomorrow, tribute to Mark Freeland. $10 ahead of time, $15 at the door. Tickets.com.
All Tops Markets, the Simon Salon, Terrapin Station, or New World Records.
Doors open at 7?
Doors are at 7. It's an all-ages show.
Okay.
Bring your kids. Bring your young children.
Bring your grandchildren.
Okay, cool. So it's all ages. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the money raised goes to preserving Mark's artwork.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah,
I've heard.
We have tons of it. There's going to be slides playing constantly of all his artwork. Things he's done through the years, you know, past performances, bands, photos, everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be three projectors running Mark's videos.
Bagpipes, dancers.
Bagpipes,
lasers.
Dancers, lasers. Fog, lasers. And we're also going to have a performance by Ed Coban, who's a Native American performer.
He played
at Mark's memorial service.
Okay, and, cool. Know,
he will be there as well. We'll probably open up the show with Ed. It's going to be a good night.
All right, right. Great. We will see you tomorrow at the tribute to Mark Freeland at the Town Ballroom. And we're going to finish up our wrap up with the Kathy song from Mark Freeland. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
Lecturing old men. I had nightmares about time getting through just about every day. When they find out how much of life really stinks, I said, let me take you away from all this. Like a guy in a movie would do. But it went right past like a fly in the air. She looked at the clock, she snapped the gun, and I knew that she did not care.
Mark Freeland on 107.7, The Lake, the Kathy song. There's a tribute to Mark Freeland tomorrow night at the Town Ballroom. Tickets are on sale through tickets.com. Doors open at 7 o'clock. I'm Tina Peel. This is 107.7, The Lake. And the next song has been covered by Aerosmith and Ike and Tina Turner.